Hello and welcome to Program Notes for your North Carolina Symphony, an exclusive production of the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. I'll be reading the program notes for all of the Classical Music Series concerts by the North Carolina Symphony for the 2019 season. The program notes I'm reading today are for a special Latin Classics concert by the North Carolina Symphony at 12 noon on Friday, June 7th at Maymandy Concert Hall, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. This performance will be conducted by guest conductor Joshua Gerson. The program on this performance will include the following. The North Carolina Symphony comes onto the stage to perform El Salón, Mexico by Aaron Copland. And that will be followed by Huapango by José Pablo Moncayo. Next, more by Aaron Copland, three Latin American sketches. That will be followed by The Last Round by Osvaldo Golijov. And finally, Danzón Number 2 by Arturo Marquez. Now I'll begin our reading of the symphony notes. First, here's some information about our guest conductor. Joshua Green is currently assistant conductor of the New York Philharmonic, where he made his subscription debut in 2017 to critical acclaim from the New York Times. For 5 years, Gerson was music director of the New York Youth Symphony. He was also previously the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation conducting fellow of the New World Symphony. Among his many conducting assignments, Gerson previously led the North Carolina Symphony in performances of the John Williams score for Star Wars: A New Hope, accompanying screenings of the film. Return engagements this season as a guest conductor also include the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, the New World Symphony, and the San Francisco Symphony. Beyond his conducting interests, Gerson is an avid composer. Gerson made his conducting debut at age 11 with the Greater Bridgeport Youth Orchestra and his professional conducting debut 5 years later, leading the Greater Bridgeport Symphony in a performance of his own composition, a symphonic movement. Gerson is a graduate of the Curtis Institute of Music and the New England Conservatory of Music. The North Carolina Symphony comes onto the stage to perform El Salón, Mexico by Aaron Copland. Copland was born November 14, 1900 in Brooklyn and died December 2, 1990 in Sleepy Hollow, New York. The work was composed in 1936 and the first performance, August 27, 1937, by the Mexico Symphony Orchestra in Mexico City, Carlos Chavez was the conductor. Now here is the overview. Copland was uneasy about tampering with Mexican folk music. He wrote to Mexican composer Cesar Chavez, "I am terribly afraid of what you will say of the Salón Mexico. Perhaps it is not Mexican at all, and I would feel so foolish. But in America del Norte, it may sound Mexican." But Chavez asked to conduct the piece once the orchestration was finished. El Salón Mexico was premiered in Mexico City in 1937 to great critical and popular acclaim. One critic stating that Copland had composed Mexican music embodying the very elements of our folk song in the purest and most perfect form. El Salón Mexico incorporates a couple of authentic Mexican melodies as well as the atmosphere of a lively bar where the partying has been in progress for some time. The instrumentation for this work is as follows. For piccolo, two flutes, two oboes, English horn, two clarinets, bass clarinet, E-flat clarinet, two bassoons, contrabassoon, four horns, three trumpets, three trombones, tuba, timpani, percussion, piano, and strings. Next, the North Carolina Symphony performs a composition by José Pablo Moncayo. It's entitled Huapango. Moncayo was born June 29, 1912, in Guadalajara, and he died June 16, 1958, in Mexico City. The work was composed 1941, first performance August 15, 1941, with the Mexico Symphony Orchestra in Mexico City, Carlos Chavez conducting. Now here is the overview. Mexican composer and pianist José Pablo Moncayo studied composition at the Mexico City Conservatory with Carlos Chavez and with Aaron Copland in the United States. From 1949 to 1954, he conducted the Mexico Symphony Orchestra, but made most of his living as a jazz pianist in cabarets. He dedicated himself to promulgating both traditional and new Mexican music, and his compositions pay homage to native idiom. Moncayo composed Huapango in 1941. The origin of the word is obscure, but it denotes music originating in the mestizo, mixed culture, which is a mix of pre-Hispanic indigenous music with Spanish fandangos and similar dances introduced from overseas in the 18th century. Now here's what to listen for. Huapango is a tribute to the Jalisco or Jalisco region where Moncayo grew up, combining three dance tunes. The piece features two kinds of ostinato or repetitive patterns. Periodic shifts in melody, rhythm, and key punctuate the monotony. Like Ravel's Bolero, which resembles to some extent, Huapango is first and foremost a vivid display of orchestral color. After a long introduction that builds up the listener's tension, the real action begins with a boisterous trumpet solo in good mariachi style, accompanied by solo harp. The sophisticated second theme appears first on the oboe, and the third, a gentle waltz, on the flute. Moncayo gradually mixes the melodies into a wild celebration involving pulsating percussive rhythm and insistent repetition of phrases. This work is arranged for piccolo, two flutes, two oboes, two clarinets, E-flat clarinet, two bassoons, four horns, three trumpets, three trombones, tuba, timpani, percussion, harp, and strings. Next, the North Carolina Symphony performs another composition by Aaron Copland, this one entitled Three Latin American Sketches. This work was composed in 1959 and 1971, and the first performance was June 7, 1972, in New York by the New York Philharmonic. Andre Castellanets was the conductor. Now, here is the overview. Just as French composers of the 20th century were fascinated by Spanish music and rhythms, their American counterparts were fascinated by those from south of the border. In 1959, Aaron Copland promised composer Giancarlo Menotti a piece for the Festival of Two Worlds in Spoleto, Italy. After a visit to Mexico, Copland was stimulated by his surroundings to compose Danza de Jalisco, which was performed at the festival, and Paisaje Mexicano, Mexican Countryside, which was not. The two were performed together for the first time in 1965. In 1971, Copland composed Estribillo, refrain, derived from Venezuelan music, adding it to the two earlier pieces to create three Latin American sketches. Now here's what to listen for. The vigorous estribillo is highly syncopated with complex cross rhythms featuring trumpet and percussion. Copland spices up the Mexican folk tune with bitonal harmonies. In Paisaje Mexicano, solo clarinet, oboe, and trumpet introduce a languid melody with a limping rhythm. The bouncy ascending and descending scales, sounding like a jazzy five-finger exercise, introduce Danza de Jalisco in alternating meters of 6/8 and 3/4 time. The instrumentation for this work is as follows. It's for flute, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, trumpet, percussion, piano, and strings. Next, the North Carolina Symphony performs music by Osvaldo Golioff. The work is entitled The Last Round. Golioff was born December 5, 1960, in La Plata, Argentina. The work was composed in 1996, the first performance October 25, 1996, in Birmingham. The UK Birmingham Contemporary Music Group, Stefan Asbury, was the conductor. Now here is the overview. Born into an Eastern European Jewish household in officially Catholic Argentina, Osvaldo Golioff has forged a musical style based on Western classical music, the traditional Jewish and Christian liturgies, folk traditions of several countries, and Latin American influences, with particular attention to the tango as developed by Astor Piazzolla. Golioff transforms these materials into entirely new forms and sounds. Klezmer music has been an important source for many of his compositions, the best known being the Dreams and Prayers of Isaac the Blind for string quartet and clarinet. Golioff composed Last Round as a threnody for his countrymen. The tango composer Astor Piazzolla, who lived from 1921 to 1992. The work is based on a sketch he had written upon hearing the news of Piazzolla's untimely death. Piazzolla's Tango Nuevo, the new tango style found in this work, features the bandoneon, a small accordion-like instrument with a 38-button keyboard. Invented in Germany in the 19th century to serve as a portable church organ, the bandoneon ultimately found its true home in bordellos of Buenos Aires slums in the 1920s. Golioff originally composed Last Round in 1996 as a nonet for two string quartets and a double bass, conceiving the ensemble as an idealized bandoneon. Golioff writes, Last Round is also a sublimated tango dance. The bows fly in the air as inverted legs in crisscross choreography, always attracting and repelling each other, always in danger of clashing, always avoiding it with the precision that can only be acquired by transforming hot passion into pure pattern. He borrowed the title from a short story on boxing by Julio Cortázar, symbolizing Piazzolla's pugilistic personality and his tendency to get into fistfights. Now here's what to listen for. The first movement is based on a single, highly rhythmic but virtually tuneless tango theme over a ground bass line, much like those heard in Baroque music. The variations involve shifts in tempo and unusual techniques, from rhythmic beating to shrieking glissandos. Golioff breaks the pattern by slipping in a cameo quotation from Piazzolla. A seemingly endless sigh is a transition to the second movement dirge, a slow tango, a fantasy on the refrain of the song My Beloved Buenos Aires by Carlos Gardel. The instrumentation for this work is four strings. And for the finale of this special Latin Classics concert, the North Carolina Symphony will perform music by Arturo Marquez, the Danzón No. 2. Marquez was born December 20, 1950, in Alamos, Mexico. He composed the work in 1994. The first performance was in 1994 by the Orquestra Filarmónica de la UNAM, Mexico City. Francisco Savin was the conductor. Now here is the overview. The danzón, the official dance of Cuba, probably originated in Haiti and is popular throughout the Caribbean and all along the Gulf Coast of Mexico, especially in the state of Veracruz. It has been an inspiration for Mexican composer Arturo Marquez, the son of a mariachi musician, since his childhood. Marquez is best known for his interdisciplinary works, blending music with theater, dance, cinema, and photography. His series of eight danzones, composed in the 1990s, explore popular 20th century rhythms and melodies of urban music and social dance, incorporating them into classical structures. Marquez studied piano, violin, and trombone in Mexico, later adding composition in France. In California, on a Fulbright scholarship, he received a master's degree in composition at the California Institute of the Arts. For 10 years, he taught composition at Mexico's Escuela Nacional de Música. Danzón No. 2 gained instant popularity and is sometimes referred to humorously as Mexico's second national anthem. The inspiration for the work came to Marquez after a visit to a ballroom in Veracruz. The composer writes, "I discovered that the apparent lightness of the danzón hides a music full of sensuality and rigor." And he added, "It is a personal way of expressing my admiration and feelings towards real popular music." Here's what to listen for. Like most Caribbean salsa and Afro-Cuban music, Danzón No. 2 is based on a clave, a repeated rhythmic figure that is maintained for the entire piece, even as it progresses through a variety of moods and melodic themes. The instrumentation for this work is as follows. It's for two flutes, two oboes, two clarinets, two bassoons, four horns, two trumpets, three trombones, tuba, timpani, percussion, piano, and strings. These symphony notes were written and copyrighted in 2019 by Joseph and Elizabeth Conbeth Kahn. You've been listening to Program Notes for your North Carolina Symphony, an exclusive production of the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I'll be reading all of the program notes from the classical music series of the North Carolina Symphony for the remainder of the 2019 season, which concludes in June. We will be back in the fall in September with the entire 2019 and 2020 season as well. This program is available on demand as a podcast on the day before each concert series and will be available for the remainder of the concert season. I'm George Douglas. Thank you so much for joining me. We sincerely hope that listening to Symphony Notes will enhance your enjoyment of your North Carolina Symphony. Goodbye until next time.